दोस्तों, जैसा आप जानते ही हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया भर में न केवल भारतीय समुदाय लेकिन सारा समुदाय मनमीत की मौत से बहुत ही त्रासित है, व्यथित है। आइए अब हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाते हैं आरटीबीयू बस डिवीजन के सेक्रेटरी क्रिस प्रेस्टन के साथ और देखते हैं कि उन लोग क्या कर रहे हैं मनमीत के लिए। As we all know, the whole of Australia and certainly the Indian community of Australia has been devastated by the horrific death of bus driver Manmeet. And the union of the rail, tram and bus services is also proving their solidarity towards this death. So let's talk to the RTBU Bus Division Secretary Chris Preston. Mr. Preston, welcome to our Hindi program today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's, as I say, I wish I wasn't having this conversation today, but the death of Mahmood in Queensland has shocked the bus community nationwide. We have members across the nation in the RTBU, but also the Transport Workers Union are just as affected as us. So ever since last Friday's events, our members have been asking what they can do, whether it's give money to the family or show their support one way or the other. So today's actions, we have drivers driving around with their lights on to show their respect, and it's been a huge success here in New South Wales and Sydney and Newcastle. Drivers everywhere are driving with their lights on just to show their respect. The idea about that is to show respect, to also highlight to the travelling community that drivers are vulnerable in their job, and we want to highlight the fact that drivers, unfortunately, on a day-to-day basis, cop physical, verbal and spitting abuse. And this has really highlighted the fact that we need the community to understand that bus drivers go to work to do a job. Many other people go to work in their offices to do their job. I'm sure they wouldn't like to be abused, and we certainly don't. So if something good can come out of this, it's an awareness that please don't treat your bus driver just like he's a second class. He's trying to do it. Well, they're trying to do the best job they can do for the community, and we've got way too many assaults and abuse as it is now.
Sure. We appreciate the fact that the whole union of rail, tram and buses is showing solidarity towards the death of Manmeet. How safe are transport drivers, public transport drivers, especially on the weekends? I believe there's a lot of violence against them.
Yeah, there's too much violence, way too much violence. Here with New South Wales, with the state government, State Transit Authority, we've worked over some years now to try and get security screens on buses, but the security screens have got to be the right type, because there is inferior screens out there, if you like. We think we've come up with a model that suits both parties, both the protection of the driver, but also not to enclose the driver and make him feel uncomfortable in his workplace because he's there for 8 hours. But the problem with these screens, which we think are working well, and they're on all brand new buses, but they're not fitted to the older buses, they're not fitted to the private buses, and they're not fitted across the nation. So we're going to be running a campaign from now on using this unfortunate incident as a starting point to try and get security screens across the nation that are appropriate to make a driver feel safe. But not only are we going to try and do that, we really want to make a community aware that bus drivers, they're just doing their job. And if the community, if you're catching transport, if you could go out of your way a little bit and say to the driver, look, we really appreciate what you're doing, that will go a long way to make the drivers feel a lot better in their workplace.
Certainly. We wish you all the best with your endeavours, and we hope that bus drivers get better security screens. Why do you think the bus drivers are being targeted? Like you said, every day people go out to work out there in their offices, shops, etc. Why are bus drivers and transport drivers being targeted, do you think?
Unfortunately, we're a bit of an easy target. We're there by ourselves. You get people who the bus is late for whatever reason. You get people who have had a bad day at home. People who may get left behind for overcrowded buses. These are all things that are really out of the bus driver's control, but But saying that, the commuters unfortunately seem to take it out on the bus drivers. And, you know, long gone are the days where we used to have conductors on each bus, which therefore, you know, you had two people, the driver and the conductor, and the amount of assaults in those days were a lot less. So, look, it's a combination of things. I think everyone's in a fast-paced world these days, and when their bus is late, or they might miss one because it's full, they seem to think it's fair game to take it out on the bus drivers. Well, you know, this sort of really unfortunate incident should highlight to the community it's not fair game. The bus drivers are actually doing a job, just like the community go to work to do their job, and they definitely wouldn't like to be abused, spat on, or physically abused. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the community can understand and, you know, change their attitude towards bus drivers.
Certainly, we'll make note of that, and all our solidarity also goes with public transport drivers, and we wish you all the best.
I appreciate your time today. As I said, I wish this was a conversation we weren't having, but we can't let this tragic incident go down without trying to get some results for the rest of the bus driving community.
So be it. Thank you so much for your time, Chris, today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.